Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Backdating scandal? What backdating scandal?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Now, Steve Jobs may be under the microscope in that stock options backdating inquiry, but today the chief of Apple has got to be feeling pretty invincible. In the last quarter, Apple's profits zoomed up 78%. You know the reason why. The iPod. With help from Santa and UPS, Jobs delivered 21 million iPods over the last 3 months of the year, $3.5 billion worth, one for every person in Texas. Apple is also taking a bigger bite out of the computer market. Sales were up 28% over this time last year of those, tripled the sales of plain old PCs. But in that lackluster world, by the way, Hewlett-Packard is continuing to whoop Dell. Now, while we're talking tech, let's talk about gender. A new study shows that schools have been successful in their attempts to get women to study engineering, but that doesn't mean they're going into the business. Here's Janet Babin from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The study was funded by the Economic and Social Research Council in the UK. It found that the number of women engineering students is up 7% from 10 years ago, but the number of women working as engineers has remained flat. Lead researcher Barbara Bagahol of Loughborough University says the college experience is turning women off to the male-dominated profession.
They're already beginning to see prejudice against women. They're already beginning to feel that they're being treated differently. And they're finding that higher education is not providing them with the practical skills that they will need to take into the industry.
Bagahol found that only 6% of all women engineering grads in the UK have jobs as engineers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
How do you push off a persistent suitor? Ask the London Stock Exchange, which is trying to deflect advances from NASDAQ. From London, Stephen Beard has the latest in the saga.
1 week to go before NASDAQ's offer expires and the London Stock Exchange has upped the ante. The board has promised to buy back an extra $491 million worth of its own shares. The shares would be cancelled and that would push up the value of the remaining stock. The object? To make NASDAQ's offer look less attractive. The London Exchange has also cut its dealing charges and has forecast that its trading volume will rocket next year. The battle seems to be tipping in London's favour, says Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment.
Over the past 2 weeks, actually, the London Stock Exchange has seemed somewhat stronger. And the value of NASDAQ's offer, while still there, just doesn't seem to quite have the credibility as before.
Shares in the London Exchange are now worth 6% more than the NASDAQ bid. But analysts say this battle could still go either way. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
While we wait for the markets to open to see how that Apple news will impact them, here's how Wall Street did on Wednesday. The Dow was down 5 to 12,544. The NASDAQ was down 18 to 2479. And the S&P was down a point to 1430.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, working with Habitat for Humanity to build over 350 homes this year with families in need. On the web at thriventbuilds.com. And by Society of Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
The Wall Street Journal said this week that a pillar of Hollywood is going sports crazy. Talent giant CAA is expanding its roster of sports agents. Perhaps they'll one day make a household name out of those guys who play this growing phenomenon called mixed martial arts or ultimate fighting. It's not for the faint of heart like me. Business of sports commentator David Carter says it's all about the blood and the money.
Sports really gotten hold of itself. It's refined its rules. It's been better organized. And they've really seemed to struck a chord with young male viewers. And they've done that at a time when cable television, especially the likes of Spike TV, are doing everything they possibly can to reach young men 18 to 34 with precision. And ultimate fighting and mixed martial arts does that. And you sprinkle in the athleticism of these athletes. It's really truly remarkable. and the atmosphere at the events. And what you have is a sport today that's just taking off like gangbusters.
Where do I see it? Mostly, is it on pay-per-view? Can it work on broadcast TV?
Well, you see the big bouts on pay-per-view, but you also see some of it on cable television. And one of the issues that the sport has long-term is you have a lot of different organizations right now jockeying for position, jockeying for legitimacy. And I think what you'll see, which is something that has not happened in boxing, which has really harmed boxing, is you'll need to see some sort of consolidation where people know, hey, this is the real league. This is the premier mixed martial arts league.
Even before I ask you about corporate support, can I just ask you the violence of it? Isn't that a hard play on television? Is that why it has to be successful in pay-per-view rather than broadcast?
Well, I think that's a great observation because I think, again, some people view this as politically incorrect. Some people still view it as being too barbaric. And if you're mixed martial arts right now and you see how your business model is working on cable with pay-per-view, maybe you don't want to take on all the hassles and all the baggage that comes with trying to penetrate broadcast television in prime time. Now, certainly, you do need corporate support. You do need advertising support. And I think that those entities will come around.
What kind of corporations would get behind this kind of thing?
If you take a look historically at boxing, you've seen companies, you know, the Brewers have been involved in it, Anheuser-Busch and others over the years. You've seen some of the old school, old guard companies, Schick and others way back in the day that supported boxing. But again, I think that it's going to be difficult, but if shareholders really believe that this is a good fit, again, at a time when corporations are having a very hard time, as are broadcast networks, reaching young men, they may really need to manufacture a way to get involved in this sport. So I think what you're going to see is the sport move toward being able to be more inclusive of sponsors and advertisers, and advertisers and sponsors, more so their shareholders, are going to say, wait a minute, we really need to take a look at this sport because there might be something there for us.
But the numbers are there, the critical mass is there for the sport that corporations would want to jump behind it?
Well, I think they see the trend. I think they see the trend is quite positive at a time, again, when you think of fragmented television audiences. You see all kinds of sports on the TV dial all the time these days, trying to find a sport that's breaking through the clutter. This is certainly one of them.
David Carter is executive director of the Sports Business Institute at USC, among other things, in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.